This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code. I think you should already know it by now, but if you don't, I-D-S. Get yourself 33% off, free shipping worldwide. That means you listeners, overseas people, go ahead and do it.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. We just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Change it, yeah, just you and me. Change it, yeah, change it. Can't do it alone, can't do it alone. Need some help, y'all.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
With Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Doctor.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep. Melody's in the air.
And oh,
treaty. Salutations. Hello, hi, one and all. I am your man, Big B. This is the In Deep Show. If you're not exactly sure about the In Deep Show, why you are here, or why your friend, family members, or loved ones told you to listen, well, sit tight. We'll get into all of that later. In about an hour or so, you should understand everything. As I said, I am your man, Big B. Today, writing with me, my crew, I have Big B's Angels, Queen E, y'all.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Drew Baby.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey,
what?
Mark the Doc Wally.
Hey, y'all.
Where's the crickets?
Mark. What?
Mark's not here?
No, not today.
All right, so we got to do like the old TV shows. Playing the Mark part of Mark Wally will be Enrique Black. Enrique Black.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? What it do?
What's going on? We have the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Enrique Black.
Yes, sir, man. I mean, I just can't believe it, man. That intro, and I love it, man. I can't believe I'm on one of my favorite podcasts right now. This is, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is surreal for me to your audience, so that you know, being a fan first and foremost and being able to share my voice on this show is incredible right now.
Nice.
That is awesome.
And might I say, my man has come to the show rather dapper, dressed down in all his colors.
Mm-hmm. We see you.
That's so cute.
Share with the folks what's going on in that part of town right about now, in case they don't know where you're from.
Oh, man, it's crazy. You know, man, God is mysterious, man. Yesterday, it was 60-mile-per-hour wind during the game, man. Raining, 60-mile-per-hour wind. And today, the sun is out, not a cloud in the sky. Let me tell you how God works, man. That's awesome. So, you know, the whole city lit up, man. Everywhere I walked, man, anywhere you walked up and down the street, everybody honking their horn. Boop, 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 boop. You know, I've never had that feeling before in my life. It's crazy.
Yeah. I remember those wonderful days.
Do you know?
Yeah,
it's great.
It was about like 20 years ago.
Okay.
It was wonderful.
All right. Damn.
No doubt.
I mean, you know, people may not know. I'll say some people may not know where Mr. Black is actually from, so.
Well, why don't you tell him since you're Mr.
Black should tell him.
Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, to your audience, I'm from Seattle, Washington. You know, as you guys know, we epically won the NFC championship yesterday. I was over here. I went through every single emotion you could possibly imagine yesterday. I'm still tired from all the emotions I went through yesterday. I couldn't believe it.
Let me tell you something. Yesterday, and I'm not a football fanatic, but I like to watch it. And I think it was the second quarter when they was down by 7. And it was 19-7 or something like that. And I was like, oh, I looked at it. I was like, oh, they got a chance to come back, what have you. So, like, around fourth quarter, I came back. I was like, oh, my man at the time was, you know, rooting for Green Bay. Because all the shit talking that the Seahawks do. So, he was ready for that. I was like, oh, they came back. Oh, you sour. But let me tell you, you want to know what? I want to give my middle finger for real okay. Early. Yeah, I'm going to give it early. And I'm going to give it early to the fake-ass Seahawks fans that decided they wanted to leave because they felt like their team wasn't going to win in the middle of their football game. Like, that's not a fan. That's not a fan at all. Like, that was some bullshit. Like, I didn't even understand that. So
I agree with that, you know. And, you know, I also say that, you know, that was an opportunity for me to blow up a story. But folks do that. You know, there's people out there who root for a team because their boyfriend roots for a team. So they're like, well, you know, let me do a gift and give him these tickets. And then when the game is over with, the girl want to leave, so he might be a sucker and leave with her.
Or he might just be a sucker, period, without a girlfriend and decide that he wanted to leave because he a sucker.
All right, you know.
So don't use a female, because if you a fan, look, I already know around football time, it's almost like you're not in a relationship. Mm. Like, that shit not work. Oh, you're not almost in a relationship. we don't know you. So think, I get in where I fit in.
We think there's a dinner fairy that has dinner on the table when you come out the basement. What is he talking about? Wife, girlfriend, the fuck is you?
I get it where I fit in.
I was just randomly reading the body language of the folks they were interviewing that was out there that left the game. They had interviewed a couple of chicks that looked like those types, you know? They're out there like, oh, yeah, you know, oh, I'll never do that again, you know, like some dinghies, you know what I'm saying? So I could already see what it was, you know, they was ready to go anyway.
Yeah.
And that's what it was.
Now, Mr. Black, we had this conversation with the authentic, true blue Texan Cowboy fan last week, and I asked her, and I'm going to ask you, being that you are a true blue Seahawk, what are your true feelings on people that, like, okay, my team had a bad team, they had a bad season this year, so fuck that, I'm jumping ship and I'm going with Seattle because they hot right now. Do you accept them with open arms?
I think it happens usually in places like Texas, you know. I hope that the cats, like, for example, that's riding with the Longhorns, Texas Longhorns, because you're from Houston, and if they start losing, then all of a sudden you jump ship and ride with the Dallas Cowboys, yeah, you're bogus, you know what I'm saying? But if you're somebody I've known that probably been riding with that team for your whole life, and you root for them, and you understand the meaning of loyalty, I'm with that. I understand loyalty more than anything else. Mm-hmm. Just like you ride with your Redskins, sir.
Absolutely.
You know, shout out real quick to the black guy who tips. I just listened to their most recent episode, and they gave us a shout out too, because, you know, they was like, hey, at least it was a black quarterback that won. And I want to say this. I hope next year I see every single black quarterback in the playoffs next year, because all of them are good enough to be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about it.
You just dropped the mic. You just sexy chocolate the mic just now.
Doubt, man. I guess where my frustration comes in is, like, you know, I understand we're in the nation's capital. You know, this is where everyone from the entire globe is drawn to as sort of a hub for, you know, everything with the government and all. But I just, there was like nine people that I just wanted to, you know, how you, have you ever, like, been in a club or something and you see somebody leave the bathroom and they got the toilet paper on their shoe and you want to try to help them out by, like, trying to, you know, stomp on it real quick, you know. There was people like that coming in and they still had their Target receipt on their shit, and I was trying to pull it off for them. But you know what, though? I do want to shout out one person real quick. There is this Bama chick.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Let me explain to you that 4 weeks ago, she was at the bar. Okay. Redskins head to toe. Couldn't tell her shit. She had these fly ass 6-inch Redskins stilettos. Just fly as hell. Okay. Why the last 2 weeks she has the exact same outfit in Seahawks?
What? Oh, no, man.
She was cussing, ready to fight everybody in that bar about them Redskins.
Man.
And she was in there full throat on a stand on her chair about them Seahawks last night.
Football floozy.
Mm-hmm. I said, what in the hell is going on? So, you know me, 3 bottle of wines, 2 beers, and three alcoholic beverages called ice water later. As she attempted to exit the bar, I had to put the floodlights on her. It was like, you know, you putting your Redskins shirt back on next week, or how we doing this?
Oh, gosh. What'd she say?
She said, no, I'm Redskins next year. We going to the Super Bowl next year. You got Seattle shit on. What the fuck is she? So shout out Pam.
Uh-oh.
With your flip-flopping ass.
Yeah, buddy. That's right.
I'm putting your business out there.
But wait, though.
There's more.
Once your team doesn't make it to the playoffs or to the Super Bowl, what have you?
You enjoy watching.
Right, but it's not one of those things like, okay, between the two of the better team, you're like, you know, well, they got a good whatever defense,
a cute quarterback.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. What?
you don't hope for a win for.
Yeah, you can. I mean, nobody said you had to stop watching football.
Right.
But if you come in with that team's gear
on. No, I ain't talking about her. Man, fuck her. I'm talking about just period.
Yeah. Yesterday, you know, I ain't gonna lie. I was watching. How you doing, Enrique? You know, I was watching the game full of 15 yesterday. You know, 15 was rooting for Seattle, you know.
Okay. And you was...
I was watching the games and I was rooting and stuff.
For?
Why are you nosy?
Why am I nosy?
You're disrespectful in front of company.
I think you answered that.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I did think that Green Bay was going to win.
Of course.
Not because they were the better team. I just felt that they were going to pull the game out. Mm-hmm. So...
Hey, let me tell you something, Big B. I thought they was going to win, too. I was the only one in the house, and I'm, you know, I love my Seahawks. I was the only one in the house like, man, let me go out and get some fresh air. I'm hosting people at my house for like a little, you know, we having snacks over and, you know, our people's over and whatever. Man, I had to step out the house, man. I'm just all beside myself. I know we're going down, and I'm hearing it. People are calling me, my phone. Oh, my phone is buzzing terribly at halftime, Big B. Oh my God.
So how was your phone ringing after the win? Was it crickets?
It's not ringing.
Of course.
It just like it was. Hey, folks called me that I haven't talked to in years to let me know about halftime. I'll tell you how bad it is.
That was determination right there, though. That game right there, man.
That was beautiful, man. I learned a valuable lesson about faith, man. And I talked about it on Twitter a little bit, man. You know, it seemed nobody in my house was shooken but me. You know, I'm the biggest fan of the Seahawks other than anybody else in my house, but I was the only one shooken. I was like, yeah, it's over with. Lord Jesus, help me.
Whoa. So you saying you would have left the stadium early?
No, I wouldn't have left the stadium early. Not for them, the price of them tickets. You know how much the tickets cost to sit in it. I'm talking about this shit in the nosebleeds, how much some tickets cost. Oh, wow. I'm not going nowhere. But, yeah. You know, yeah, I definitely would have been, distraught the whole game because I went through every emotion. Well, no doubt about that. It was terrible. But this team, you know, being a fan of this team, they put you through that all season long. It's been like that all season long. You didn't think they was going to win. Somehow they pull it out, you know.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what's up. Yeah. It don't matter how you get there.
Yeah, you know, I don't care how ugly it is. We did it.
Right. True. Right,
we did it, you know. True. They said that was the first time a quarterback's done that since 1971 through four interceptions. You can't do that on a video game or in real life.
Oh, shit.
You throw four interceptions, it's over with. I don't care who you're playing against. In the NFL.
No doubt. Well, Ms. Black, we're going to get into the show, but... In case people are unfamiliar with you and your voice, let these people know what you do and how you do it and where they can hear what you do and how you do.
So, you know, I just podcast and I'm just really interested in people that are interesting people, I guess you would say. You know, I come across all kind of different people and I'm into making relationships with people because that's what learning's about, I feel like. you learn from people by making relationships. And you get to know the person and the people and what they're about. And that's what people are drawn to about my show. They like to be on my show because they have a story to tell. And I'm interested in their story. And so is my audience. You can find me on Stitcher Radio. You can also find me on Buzzsprout, as well as iTunes, under 5 Minutes Away Podcast.
Yes, yes. Okay. So, the doctor is not here to deliver his diagnosis. Did I just hear applause?
Oh,
coming from the middle.
You know what?
Okay. But the rest of the crew is here, and we're going to give you the scoop.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
NyQuil will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, NyQuil will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, NyQuil will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop.
Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it.
Hey, y'all. Yes, there we go. A Pennsylvania man was arrested just 20 minutes after he allegedly robbed a bank. Police caught up with the suspect while he was dining on fried chicken and biscuits. Mm. Yes, according to IDS sources, Mr. Shane Lindsay, 32, was arrested while enjoying his meal 2 blocks from the Citizens Bank in downtown New Kensington that he had allegedly robbed, just robbed.
Allegedly.
He had allegedly just robbed. Witnesses reportedly saw someone matching the description of the thief running past the restaurant, then double back to go inside because he was hungry.
He was like, that shit sure smell good.
Like, damn.
You know, that shit's like
my
the,
mama chicken, right?
That's just like the Krispy Kreme, John, when you walk and you see that orange light pop on.
Yes.
I got to go inside.
That shit just came. Knowing you on your resolution for 2015.
Police were hoping to get surveillance footage only to spot the suspect in a booth getting his eat on. Mm. So that took a lot.
Now, here's the thing. After initially reading that story.
Fat bank robber. Okay.
First of all, you have to assume that the robber was black. But even more importantly than that, I feel like the person that wrote that story was black too.
Yeah.
Read the last line of that.
Drew. Did it go,
Police were hoping to get surveillance footage only to spot the suspect in a booth getting his eat on.
It did not say eat on.
Getting his eat on.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
That's
yeah.
Shout out HBC.
Hey, what?
What happened?
Excuse me?
What?
Are you trying to come for the Negro colleges, sir?
Listen.
Sir. Sir.
Mean.
Yeesh.
Moving right along.
Damn. It must be like cop day or something. Oh, cops are just always out there.
What happened?
And you know, if you are in St. Louis, you know you need to just be easy, okay?
Or be home.
Or be home. Shit. Go to work to gas home.
No, home, just school.
Use the underground.
Drive by Peapod.
You know what I'm saying? Just stay home.
Right.
Just stay home.
Get all the stale vegetables. Go ahead.
I'm saying, girl,
job get by a, Peapod. Get a, you know, wait, they just pick anything. Right.
You might as well just go ahead and start your own garden. Just fuck
right.
It. Just get a cow in the back. Just whatever. Right. Start a farm.
You're going to be in the backyard talking about.
Sing it on Negro spirituals. Yeah.
Get your own crops. Really? Okay. See, y'all messing up my serious ass story over here, man.
I'm sorry. Okay. Come on, B.
So Joseph Swink, okay, 22-year-old college student, HBCU, maybe?
Not related to Hillary.
Nope. No, not Swank. Swink.
Oh, Swink.
Yeah. So he was driving And all of a sudden, he saw all these cop cars coming. So he was like, oh, shit. So he said, you know what? Let me just go ahead and pull over because I don't want to get in the way of these cop cars because I know I'm black and I know what might happen to me.
I've done that before.
Okay. So he decides to pull over, but, you know, he was like, whoa, and he crashed because I guess he was scared, right? So his car starts filling with smoke. So he was like, oh, shit. So he got out of his car and just start OJing, just start running, right? Running. So, of course, you're going to see a black man running. You're going to be like.
From a crash car, right?
Mm-hmm.
That had smoke out.
And you a cop. What you going to do?
Right.
What you going to do? So, of course, the cops were like, wait a minute. They start running, like going after him. And he was just. Right, pretty much. So he was running and running and running. Of course, then they caught him, and they pretty much beat the shit out of him. Okay, I mean, this story does not have a happy ending. I mean, I'm kidding. He's alive, but he has severe damage to his ear and his car's total.
Okay, I saw that.
Right.
Sure. Ooh, it was awful.
Right. So he was just like, he was really scared. He saw all these sirens, so he was like, I didn't know what else to do but just run because he was like, I'm black, I'm young. He was like, it was a whole bunch of white cops on the scene. I didn't feel safe, so I ran, you know. And so, yeah, poor little Joseph.
Sweet.
And he didn't even have a criminal record, or he didn't do anything bad. And this is, like, just crazy, because this is kind of like what young black men are reduced to.
A lot of some of most of them is like that.
Yeah. I mean, wait, what? A lot of some of Muslim. Okay, all right. So I mean, just hey, St. Louis black people
would have done that.
Like,
run to get away from the smoky car, but run with your hands up or something. Like, wait a minute, it's on fire.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to get away from this car that might blow up. Or sir, officer,
some
sir, sir.
He just went like he just got finished.
He was gone.
Damn.
And they caught up to him.
Like, he had some keys in the trunk.
Okay. I mean, and of course, you know, the cops that were, like, beating his ass found out, oh, but that wasn't you?
Oh, I bet.
Oh, you weren't the suspect? Oh, sorry. Sorry, sir. Sorry.
Can somebody get some Neosporin for him?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Here's a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Good luck. Go about your business.
That is terrible.
Isn't it?
Okay. So, I want to rap to y'all about another black young man.
What is this? Dave.
Now, I want to show you a picture of this black young man.
Oh, boy.
If you know what he did, don't say nothing. Okay? Just...
Let's guess what he did.
Can we guess?
Right. We're gonna leave...
This sounds so mean.
...the surprise for the people that don't know. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to show Mr. Black first.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
Are we all familiar
uh-huh.
with what this gentleman did?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you for fucking my story up.
I mean, Mark.
I was just about to say, too bad Doc's not here.
Because
he would be the only one that didn't know.
How about that? This young man that I just showed a picture of was your average, everyday black gentleman with dreads and his baseball cap on and all that good shit. And like the gentleman in the last story, he's often mistaken for being a thug and everything else. But he has a pretty remarkable story.
He describes himself as an ordinary street dude, right, living in Oakland. But this 17-year-old is quite extraordinary.
Tunde Ahmed has been accepted to just about every single Ivy League school there is. It is. And he says with great pride, he is a product of Oakland Public Schools.
This guy's a winner. ABC 7 News education reporter Leanne Melendez has his story.
He has been a stellar student at Oakland Tech. Today, he's a rock star among his friends. That's because Akintunde Ahmad has been offered a spot at some of the top universities.
So it's Yale, Brown, Columbia.
The acceptance UCLA, list is too long to include in this broadcast. It was inside the classroom that Tunde began the path to success.
Like, my whole life, people have been telling me, like, to stay on this path and everything will fall. The cards will fall like the way you want them to, so.
He tells us all too often he has been judged and overlooked by his appearance. Few believe him when he tells them his GPA, a 5.0, and scored 2,100 on the SAT. For those who doubt him, Tunde keeps a picture of his grades and his SAT scores stored on his smartphone. Yep, I'm now a believer. As an Oakland teen, he's witnessed several shootings and missed being a victim himself. One night, his brother invited him to a party, but Tunde skipped it because he had to write an essay.
So I had to finish that, and he asked me that around like 6. And at 9, I got a call saying he had got shot and like 4 others. So.
Both his parents work in Oakland. His mother is the principal at Piedmont Avenue Elementary. Tunde's mother says the one thing she wants everyone to know about her son is how humble he is.
Son, when are you getting your scores? When are you getting your scores? He's like, oh, I got it back. I'm like, well, how did you do? It's like, well, now I have a 2100. I'm like, wow. I'm like, well, when were you going to tell me?
Not only is he academically smart, he plays 3 instruments and is an outstanding baseball player.
Every school that he applied to was already Division I, so he wasn't, you know, taking a step down as far as baseball was concerned.
Yale is talking to him about joining the baseball team. He will either pick Yale or Brown, pre-med or pre-law. Let's just say this very focused teen is for the first time in his life undecided. In Oakland, Leanne Melendez, ABC 7 News.
Yes.
I wanna go on real quick. I wanna go on Leanne Melendez.
Hold on. I think no. Save that. Say that for later. I already got that. Mm-hmm. I got that. Miss Black.
Yes.
What do you think about this gentleman?
Oh, you know, first of all, I just want to tip my hat to the brother, man. He realizes that where he's at, that education is the only thing that's going to save his life. And, you know, you see brothers like that anywhere in a common rural black area where there's a lot of black people, you're going to see a brother that looks like him. And, you know, to make any false assumptions or judgments about a brother like that, in 2015, we had to be mindful and aware, because a brother like that might walk into a store and be misassumed for somebody doing the wrong thing. And it's sad that this is where we're at today. You know, unfortunately, I didn't get to make my city's annual Martin Luther King March today. But it was because I was working hard in my classroom to make sure that my students will have a good education this week, and that I make all my plans and prepare them for this week. You know, that's the only thing that kept me from the march. This is a time right now that we have to make change and not be about just talking and be about action.
Agreed.
Yeah. Talking does, so, it becomes redundant. Yeah, you know, it's you hear, and then it's the same people complaining.
You know people. What, though? The first thing that hit me after I heard this story, for some reason, I just really felt like there, and I don't want to discredit anything that he's accomplished at all. I just feel like there's a lot of black kids that, you know, are rocking out like that. Maybe not to that extreme level, but I just feel like they're buried somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they're either buried in the fear of their neighborhood for being smart, so they put the dumb facade on, or they're just somehow or another, they are being suppressed in whatever it is they're doing, and they have these same, you know, talents and level of education. I don't, that's just my personal feeling. I don't know. Maybe I'm wishful.
I mean, is that still happening though, this day and age, as far as kids being picked on or bullied? Yeah.
Mr. Black can speak to that.
Okay, so,
well, you know,
as far as
I'll
being
say
smart,
it like this. I'll say it like this. This generation of children, it's still the way when we were kids, where when you get out of school, it's the bullies waiting for you out of school. But at the same time, not only is the bully waiting for you out of school, he's texting you on Facebook all day about what he's going to do to you after school. Then he's waiting for you after school. Right. That's the difference. social media.
Yes.
And yep. parents not being smart enough to be one step ahead of their kids.
Yeah, you being know, in their business.
These kids will have the password to the Snapchat, but the mom don't have the password to the Snapchat.
Yeah.
You don't know what your daughter's putting on Snapchat right mm-hmm. now, sending to strangers that she don't know,
right.
or this, or your son.
Right.
You know, because you're not staying a step ahead of them.
Right.
Mm. They got apps out there where you can control what your kid is, you know, what you can turn the app on and off. You can see what the kid is looking at. There's apps for that. You got to be smart enough to be a step ahead of your kid nowadays.
No doubt. Mm. Well, y'all, we are just getting started on IDS. We're going to take a super quick break and reset, reload. Give you a chance to take care of some quick business so you can pause your podcast right here if you must. Go on and put that hair up in a bun so it won't get in the way of work. We'll be right back, y'all.
Bobby Caldwell, and you're listening to the In Deep Show.
IDS, your man Big B, Queen Neen, Drew Baby, Enrique Black.
Mr. Black.
We are here.
What it do? We're in the building.
EB.
Still with us. All right. First order of beeswax. We got some feedbacks we want to do first. Or feedbacks? Feedback.
Feedback.
Little feedback.
Feedback. All right. Needed normalcy. I divided P. I think I discovered IDS through listening to another podcast in the Chitlin Circuit. I love the Chitlin Circuit. That sounds like so like homey, you mm-hmm. know. Reminds me of little brother. Anyway, and I've been listening for over a year now. I love that the crew reminds me of home and provides much needed normalcy while I'm displaced on the other coast. Shout out to you. From the jokes to the more serious topics, I feel like they do an awesome job at covering issues relatable to me. I appreciate, really, their work and the quality of the show. So, shout out to Divided P.
Gave us
five stars.
Yay.
Good job.
I wonder if he or she heard that topic from last week. Mm-hmm. You looking at me like you forgot?
Yeah, I'm just...
Did you forget?
Hello? I was actually thinking of something else when you say he or she.
Oh, you sleep. Okay. All right. You better wake up over there. KGB ain't gonna like that.
I will once this is over.
That topic.
Yeah, that was terrible. Y'all was off the hook last week. I'm glad I was at home and able to listen to it.
Excuse me? You were at home? Oh, okay. I'm gonna tuck you in 1 second. You ain't right. You and your boo. How much feedback did you get on your boo being on the show?
I mean, inbox wise, nothing. I mean, you know, but of course, Ro shouted out and said her thing. She was like, "Yeah, I wonder how the ride was home."
Right.
But, you know, now he thinks that he's a celebrity. B, you cannot have him back on this show. Under no circumstances can you have this man back on this show, man. This thing is terrible. He is terrible. He was like, so she came for me. I said, no, she didn't come for you. She just asked the question, like, how was the ride home? He was like, okay, well, look, baby, look, you know, with my celebrity status and all my rising celebrity status, you know, I'm gonna get my manager to you know, talk to B about dates and everything, you know, and I hope like this doesn't drive a wedge between our relationship, you know.
Right
Because I'm a radio personality now.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish I could have recorded. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Somebody, he said, man, it's just so busy, you know. I gotta take my daughter to basketball practice. I gotta take my daughter to basketball practice, and I gotta do a show, and I could. Yeah. This man is crazy, y'all. I told you he created a monster.
Just wait till he gets the bill, because technically that counts as training.
Yes.
You know, so like,
oh,
just like Lincoln Tech. You know? Test Electronics.
Did he say Lincoln Tech?
Lincoln Tech.
Okay. Well, you got tuition and shit.
Test Electronics. Oh,
what the fuck?
You gotta get you gotta pay for your syllabus.
Oh, no.
Fold it up. Okay. Fold it up, piece of paper. All right, then. Well,
textbooks and shit.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Poor baby.
It was cute, though.
It was real cute. It was about time. Shit.
I didn't think he was going to do it.
I didn't think he was going to do it either. Okay. He's like, I knew what y'all was going to do, but that's all right. I showed up and showed out.
Hold up.
But I think he's that other man that y'all might need from time to time.
I agree.
It was really
fun.
That we might need.
Yeah.
Oh.
The men.
Oh.
Because, I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like three women. I mean,
you're right.
Okay. Wait a minute. One, two. Okay. Right. I'm going to stop right there.
Shout out to my boo.
Kate.
May he rest in Schlitz. But anyway. Yeah, it'd be good to have him back on.
What?
He might.
He has to.
Yeah.
It's part of his contract.
Yeah,
he has
I know,
to.
Right? No bull. Oh my God. Really, B? Really?
What?
Really?
I can check my text messages on my watch if I like.
Gosh.
Damn it.
This dude.
Rick, I got me a little smart watch.
You said he got a smart watch. He want to show you his smart watch.
Oh man, that's dope, man. You know, I want one of those too, man. I like those. Those are cool.
Mr. Black, stop.
Amazon got them on sale right there.
Stop.
You said don't keep him going, huh?
Don't do it. Thank you. Please. No, sir.
Entertain him not.
I just wish you get the pictures on here.
Do you really want those pictures popping up while you're at work?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Why not?
Okay.
Yo, check it out. I was listening to Pandora today. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to a customer, right? So there was one customer standing up, and there was another one that was at the desk sitting down right here. Mm-hmm. And so, I had my hand, you know, while I was talking. The song that I was listening to at the time that I walked in there was the Snoop joint, the Bitches Ain't Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bitches Ain't Shit, but hoes a trick. Mm-hmm. So that's what my watch said. Bitches, matter of fact, I bet you it's still on here. I bet you it's still on. Boom.
Whoa, okay. Uh-huh. In the corner, didn't it say The Chronic?
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like there, you know.
Talking
I kind of look down.
Like, I'm fashion. So cool.
Yeah, talking to Big B Fashion, and mm-hmm. you see that shit on his watch. I hear how you talk at work.
So I wonder if she was looking like, this motherfucker.
This
ignorant.
Right. Anyway, so we don't really have a deep topic today, but it's just more of a question of a what would you do type situation. What would you do if, you know, you were getting out your car to go to the local 7-Eleven or what have you, and a person out front that was panhandling or whatever asked for some money or whatever to get something to eat. And, you know, it was, you know, one of the days they caught you in a good mood, or if you're one of the type of people that regularly, you know, give anyway. What would you do if that person goes in right behind you, right, and while you shopping and getting your stuff, they end up in line right in front of you and buy a motherfucking lottery ticket and win $1 million. Are you demanding a cut, or are you just chalking it up to, oh well, it was their time?
Oh shit. Will I be suggestive? Like, no, you want to know what? I don't know. Like, that's crazy. That's a crazy scenario. Like, if he turn around and like, or she turn around and give me the.
Well, right, it went with your dollar.
What happened? Right, I got these dollars. This, you want this, these, was, your dollar right here.
Right, this and, was a yesterday dollar.
Right, right. Like, you can't mm-mm. expect them to be giving.
Can I get that up?
The dollar. Well, give my dollar back.
The dollar I just gave you.
I don't expect them to give me shit.
Right. No, I'm not saying you. I'm saying you plural. But
no, I'm talking me.
But I don't know. That's crazy.
But I mean, I am going to continue to be helpful. Yeah. I'll be like, well, you know, you can't cash out here. The little lottery agent right down the street. If you want to just jump in the whip real quick.
Like a beat in the head.
So that nigga in the woods. You're like, listen here, Slim. You know, all life up to the name of Michael Missy.
Okay.
That's ignorant as hell. That is so ignorant.
I hope Mr. Black has a better answer.
Yeah, I'm about to say, Enrique, what you think? What you gonna do? What would you do?
I don't know how you're gonna feel what I gotta say, but I'm sitting here thinking about all y'all's answers, and I'm like this. I would particularly feel something, particularly if it's someone that I help out consistently. If it's somebody I see all the time, and every time I see you, you ask for change, man, and I hit you with a dollar, and you hit that winning joint, man, take me with you. But that's me, though.
What if they're like, this wasn't your dollar, this was the other person's dollar. You would still say something like, hey, take me with you?
Well, I mean... Yeah, I mean, it says a lot about me, don't it? Yeah. I would, man. I mean, but I would still, you know, I would try to, yeah, I would do something, man. At least the blonde lines of what Big B was saying, like, you know, I would try to, you look, man, if you ain't got no ID, you know what I'm saying? We can go figure something out how to get this.
Enrique, we can go figure something out.
You might not be able to read, so I'm going to have to go with you to help you read these documents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm going to be your manager right now and make sure you get all the monies that you deserve.
Man. You drop that Bama off in a abandoned ass parking lot. I'll be like, yeah, just run across the parking lot. It's right up that door right there.
Oh. Man.
Just keep
but
going.
But you want to know what, though? But wait a minute, though.
Let me hold that ticket, though, real quick. Second look at it.
But no, because, I mean, nobody believes in karma. Like,
me.
Okay.
Named Karma once.
Hello? No.
What?
She fucked me and left me.
No, I've seen karma happen enough. I feel you.
Yeah, most definitely in that situation, because for real, that your morals are being tested then.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a huge test.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, fuck morals, huh?
I've had many a test throughout school and failed and still here as a functional human being. So
bless your heart.
Who's to fail one more test? It ain't going to hurt nobody.
Bless it.
Bless his little heart. Right. Bless see? It. That's when that
right,
comes in. See?
Right. There you go. See? Bless it. Bless his heart.
I'm just saying.
He can't. He don't know.
Well, you know, I know somebody that returned a wallet that had about 10 racks in it.
What?
Yeah.
Now, question. Did the person offer them anything? And if they did, what did they give them? And whatever was given, do they feel like that was, comparable to them finding that large amount of money, which you could have been, it could have been forever missing?
You know, the person offered $100.
What?
Oh, okay.
And they was glad to take it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I can see that. That's decent. I mean, Right. Better than decent. None. Yeah, you know, because I mean, $10,000 it obviously they had it on them for something.
Right.
So
right. Yeah, it was something. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't like
somebody just carrying it around. Your average person ain't just carrying that wad around.
Right. Okay. My boyfriend kind of do. Ooh, like he's stupid. What? Like he like that old school shit. Like
you mean KGB?
Yeah, that poor nigga thing.
Out there.
Yeah, he really. Does. Where he one of them bamas right that now? He's like, you stupid. He one of them bamas that have shit. He one of like Big Mama have shit in the fan or something. Like,
is he like this? He go inside his shirt. I didn't want to say bra, but you know what I mean.
Right. The bama having an old pair of shoes and it's like 40 of them, so you don't know which one is in. Like, just like stupid shit. Like
that's smart, Dave.
Poor thing.
Okay, so I have a question that's kind of related to what the question B just asked, because I haven't checked yet, but apparently somebody won the Mega Millions around here.
Oh, yeah?
So when I was in 7-Eleven the other day, I was like, well, I probably should play Powerball. And so the clerk was like, you know what? You should play Mega Millions. I was like, okay, all right. Let me have a ticket for both. So I told her, I said, you know what? If I win something, I'm going to come back and give you some money. So if I actually won that 200 and something million dollars, how much do you think I should have given? How much should I give that lady? Because I told her, and she's the one who said to me, I should play it.
Probably like
you give her whatever the first number on your heart.
Yeah.
And you roll with it. I don't care if it's $5 or $100 or $1,000, and you just roll with that. Because even if it's $5, that $5 might turn into a blessing that'll turn into $10,000 for somebody else. When you really break down all this believing and altruism, and you know how it really works.
You know what?
Right, heart genuinely.
Knowing me, I would try to make it special. Because to me, I just think it's just so, you know, uneventful to just be like, hey, I won. Here's some money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd go back up there and be like, yeah, well, better luck next time. But if I did win, what would you have wanted, though? Like, anything in the world, what would you? You know, I would have tried to find out something about them and did something, whether it be like find out where they live, pay their house off.
Oh, shit, yeah, I wouldn't go in that hard. That's nice.
Or something that like is. That. I mean, their house might be... You know, they might owe $200,000 on their house.
That's still better than I was going to do. I was thinking $10,000.
Off of how much you won?
$200,000, which you know you really ain't getting $200,000.
Okay, okay. Let's deal with the hard numbers. How much you walking away with?
Let's say you're probably walking away with $100,000 and some change.
$100 million, $100 million and some change. And you going to give $10,000?
To the 7-Eleven chick?
Yeah.
Yes, $10,000. Because... I know there will be other people that will be looking at me asking for money. I don't want to be that person on, you know, Dateline that's like, she won $200 million and now she has $5. I don't want to be that person.
I could dig it, but
right,
I
and now you the new Oprah, right?
You know what I mean? Or I'm the broke ass Oprah. I had money, now I don't have none.
Well, I'm just saying, I think I'd have gave you a little bit more than that.
Okay, no, that's cool.
Because now... Yeah, I
don't
know.
That's cool.
The reason why I had paused because I was trying to remember what you originally said. You originally went in there to buy a ticket, right?
No, I actually went to Powerball. I actually went in there to buy coffee because I was like, I need some coffee, and I didn't feel like going to Starbucks.
But when you got to the counter, you asked for a ticket.
Yeah, so I was like, let me have a Powerball, and she was like, no, you should play the Mega Millions.
Now it would have been different, I think, if you would have went in there to get the coffee. And while she was ringing you up, she was like, "You ain't not gonna play. You're not gonna play."
No, she didn't do that.
I know that. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If she would have been like, "You're not gonna play. You might win," and then I would have felt like it was fate that she steered me that way. I probably would have broke her off a little bit more.
Right. I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I was going in there to play anyway, that probably would have lessened. You know, I would, like you said, I could see where you just give her a little something to make her make her day, month, whatever.
Hey.
You know what I probably would have did, though? At least, I think my minimum, I would at least try to give her, like, 1 year salary.
Okay.
Something like that.
Of her salary.
I was
going to
say, could be $10,000 with 7-Eleven. I don't know.
Wow. True.
What? It could be.
But you...
That's the
Keep
it real.
Set her up in her own store.
Yeah, they buy a franchise. Oh,
but
franchise
honestly, who's to say that wasn't even her store? I don't know. I see her every time I go in there. I always see her.
Right.
So I weird. Did you answer?
Oh, she could be fucking the man.
There's that. I mean, I don't know.
I'm saying, man, Slim, all you can drink Slurpees.
Okay.
Why would she have to? Why would she have to be?
Like she worked there. She can't just.
No, not even that.
Like, you should get fired.
I can't. I won't with him.
All
right. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm going to piggyback what Enrique say. Like, you know, whatever leads. I'm one of them type people that want to, you know, do a big for people. You know, surprise people. I like to see the reaction. I like to make people's day. You know what I'm saying? So, depending on the situation. Because I have a 7-Eleven that I go to for the last about 5 years. I've been going to the same 7-Eleven. Matter of fact, that's where I met KTV. But, I would try to, you know, I know the guys in there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'd probably try to.
I think that's nice. Yeah, that's different. Yeah, yeah, I don't know her.
Yeah.
It's in my mom's neighborhood. So sometimes, like, randomly, I'll just be like, I feel like having coffee. Okay. And I'll go down there and, you know, then I'll see her. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not like we're like, hey, girl, hey, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. It's not like that, but
they're like, yeah, like they comment, the men comment was like, yes, 7-Eleven is a place you meet good men. Huh? I'm like, yeah.
Or you told them?
Yeah, they knew. They ooh, knew.
They saw. They probably saw.
Every morning we were coming every morning.
Oh, they so probably saw they know the connection happening.
Yeah. Oh. You know, so it was kind of hot.
Oh, that is cute. Wait, is that the same 7-Eleven where one of the dudes tried to holler at you?
Yes.
Okay.
Bless right. his heart.
Bless it.
He knows now.
Bless it.
Poor Fangy. But that's not going to stop us feeling on you, Enrique, when you come here, okay?
Okay.
Oh, it's all good.
We rub on all people in the middle seat.
Right. And I want to see those teeth in person.
Yes. Yes.
They're
all smiles.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Chocolate dropper.
Okay.
Boom.
Thank you. Thank you so much, too, especially your stories about these cats trying to holler at you. It's hilarious.
It's the Africans. For some reason, they think I'm African. I'm
it's
a thick chick,
it's
so they
booty.
Think it is the booty.
It is the African booty.
She is a thick woman. She looks like she is from Nigeria.
Yes.
Yeah, they and that's another thing too. They be thinking that I'm from.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, you know, you loud because you know how the Africans they
have heavy voices and phosphor. Yeah, I'm not like that. Okay.
Oh my gosh, they sound real.
Yes. I do that. I does that.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm 5'8 and a half, and I'm 200 plus some odd pounds, and, you know, I'm real statuesque or whatever. So they see that and be like, ooh,
no,
I like you.
They
it'd be like, midget Africans, too. Like, how you, like, come to my first stomach and think that I want to talk to you?
Lord, I'm <It's nuts. laughs>
What?
I'm so hard.
At me?
She said first.
How you felt about first stomach and you holler at me?
Look, man, we're going to take a quick break because this show is getting derailed. When we come back,
okay.
You know what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
What you're all growing to love. Sadly.
It ain't derail. We never derail. We did a deep show. Get the fuck out of here, your granny must never hope. Your mama do rodeo. Your papa do the Savaro. I bite you, ain't no antidotes. The red blouse do arouse. I come at you like a matador does. Attract horny bulls. All the girls are waiting to see which one he pulls. Eeny, meeny, miny, meeny, preen, I'm Chihuahua. Enforcer in the Porsche case. The fool wanna duel. You'll cool. Your fucking jets who wanna be next. Ooh, I'll probably get life if I let one off. So I let him go like a pro. Sir, Andre with an accent. 300.
Hi, this is Reverend Ken Blanchard, host and producer of the Black Man with a Gun podcast. Subscribe to my show so you can hear about gun rights, history, and old school wisdom from a man who's traveled the world, trained others, and protected people his entire life. Laugh with me, cry with me, do better than me. BlackManWithAGunShow.us for the audio. BlackManWithAGun.com for the blog. Shalom, baby. Thank you.
All right. So, Queenie.
Hey, yo.
I don't know what it is with the personal phone calls. And I don't know what it is with the people that can't understand when you have a moment that you want to share with the show, running up to one of us and blurting it out isn't the way to go.
I'm not going to remember.
Nor am I probably going to continue listening because I'm probably on a mission doing something. I don't mean to be disrespectful at all, but if they want to send something to the show, where should they send it to?
People, send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com. Or, you know what? Did you forget you can actually do a voicemail? 202-750-1437. That is 750-1IDS. You cannot forget that. You can do it.
Do it.
You know, you want to hear your voice on the... You want to hear your voice.
Get your mind right.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
I know they want to hear it.
You do.
Well.
It. Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things that they run up to us and tell us, and I'm so happy that everyone is receiving.
Yes.
And enjoying. But just remember, people, you are the ones that keep this stuff going.
Mm-hmm.
Send your moments in, and you can be a part of
being black, being black, walking around, being black, walking around, being black.
First up on Being Black Today, well, how ironic, Enrique Black.
What?
Tell us your Being Black moment, sir.
Man, this is awesome. I get to share this, man. It's been on my mind heavily since it happened, too. So, my Being Black moment happened about 3 weeks ago. I was just chilling at home one evening, and you know, I live in a part of town where it's predominantly black, but most of my neighbors are white because I live in a condominium. So, you know, most of my neighbors are white, and I've been living here for about 8 or 9 years. So most of my white neighbors, you would think, would know me when they see me coming in and out of my apartment. So it's one evening, it's, you know, dark, and there's a grocery store across the street. I'm going to get some snacks. And the way my apartment is set up, you can't get in and out of it unless you have a security card that can physically flash you in and out of the building. And everyone in their apartment has a security camera on their cable channel where you can see who's at the front door to let you in.
Damn.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Pretty high tech, you know, security, whatnot. But, you know, keeping that in mind, if you don't have your flash card, a lot of times you'll be locked out. So, you know, typically white neighbors, they're mindful of each other. They'll let each other in. And, you know, it was one of those situations where I forgot my key card to get into my condominium. And so a neighbor of mine opened the door. And as she opened the door, I caught the door and walked in behind her because I was in a hurry to go get my card. And also, I forgot some cash I left on my counter. So I'm running up the stairs. I'm running up the stairs in my apartment. I live on the third floor. Do you know this woman followed me up the stairs to the third floor all the way to my apartment? And when I turned around and she was behind me, she was like, oh, well, you know, I said, why are you following me? She said, oh, because, you know, I was worried that something was going on. And now keep in mind, you know, it's 30 degrees outside, right? Now, you know how it's 30 degrees outside. The wind is blowing about 40, 50 miles per hour. Naturally, you're going to put on a hood, aren't you?
Oh shit. Okay. Hood,
something like that to keep you warm. So I got a hood on.
Oh boy.
That didn't help the situation. Now this woman is, she know I've been living in these apartments for 9 years. At the same time, we bump into each other a lot because she'll be walking her dog. You know, her dog will go poo across the street. She'll see me walking to go get a six pack of beer or something like this. You know, we're neighbors. But for some reason today, because I had on my hood, you decided to follow me to my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
That was my being black moment.
Mm, wow.
Being black!
Yeah. Thought I was there to rob the place or something. I don't know what was going on.
That's
so
crazy.
I'm just lucky she didn't call the police. Because they have off-duty cops, too, that wander around there. Mm. You know, wow. I could have been the next dead brother for this year.
Yeah, that's irritating. That's irritating. Like, come on now, lady. And then for the boldness of her to follow this
right.
black
what the
man
hell?
In a hoodie running up. The
that's,
third.
That's
floor.
The part that I'm like.
That threw
Georgia
me, right.
Zimmerman.
Georgia, right? Georgia Zimmerman.
Right. What the fuck?
I mean, right. I can understand like if she would have like stopped you right at the door and was like, "Excuse me, do you
sir?
Live here?"
Right, sir. Right.
Yeah, I'm the same name that you see for the last 9 years at the same damn time. Like, sure. Lady.
That's
irritating.
Yeah.
Yes. Damn. And you know, if it was us, we would have been like, okay. First floor, I'm following you. Second floor, I would have been like, wait a minute.
Right.
Third floor, I would have been like, sir.
Yeah, that's what you would have yelled from the first floor. Excuse me.
Right.
Excuse me. On
you
the
know
first
someone.
Floor.
Right. You know someone.
How far up
there?
Are you going, sir?
Right. Exactly. Oof. I'm the building
right.
captain.
Yeah. Where's the elevator? Can I meet
that's
you
terrible.
On the floor you're going to?
Okay. That's terrible.
Okay, so for the people that need instructions on exactly how to do this, mm-hmm. we have someone that actually follows directions. Here we go.
It's the 15WA. I don't know whether to be pissed off or laugh this shit off, but I go into an office today, and I speak to everybody in the office, and this one white lady said, well, why are you working today? And I said, because they don't give us every holiday off. And she said, but it's your people's holiday. And I'm looking at her like, what the fuck?
We in black.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Wait, what? Your people. Did she say?
Oh,
you-
I have a be in black moment.
Your people.
I do. Okay, my being black moment dates back to, this is what I wanted to say last week, dates back to me being 14. I was on the bus, all right? So, you know, when the whole, the shirts, the Black Power and African movement, you know, all the shirts that had African pride and all that other stuff on it, you know, the little, you know what I'm talking Africa. About, B, right? Yeah, so I had a shirt that had Black Power on it, right? So, sitting on the bus, white lady comes up on the bus and she sees my shirt and says, white power. I didn't know how to respond to that because I was a kid. So I looked at her and was like, oh no.
You couldn't fix your 14-year-old mouth to say, bitch.
You just said, oh no.
No, I didn't say, oh no. I'm just like in my head, like she what? Just, because oh, okay. it was in passing. It was yeah. like she saw my shirt and uh-huh. was like, white power.
You said, oh.
Yeah. That was my being black moment.
Don't they already know they have that?
Being black!
It's called the KKK.
Oh.
Mm.
That is I guess her and her called. Disheveled hair, I should have known.
Mm.
I think she looked like one of the people
being
that's like,
homeless!
Being
homeless!
Black, I have a black friend.
Oh. Yeah. One.
Okay. I have a black friend.
She has a black friend.
She looks like for show.
So that was my little baby mama as a kid.
Mine's is one of those ones that I would have felt I wasn't doing my neighbors justice if I didn't follow you.
Oh Lord.
Mr. Black, you know you can't wear a hoodie, sir.
Right. First of
right.
all.
Right, and as dark as I am.
Right, I'm about to say you're black, your last name is black, and then you have a hoodie on, so like that's really crazy.
Right. Stop the madness.
Asking for it, right? asking for.
Lord, we have reached the end of the show.
Aww.
I know, right? But you know, we cannot
wait
leave
to touch him when he gets
killed. Oh, what?
The show.
My bad.
Without expressing what's on our minds. Queenie!
Hey, yo.
Two finger, one finger.
Let's see. I would like to give two fingers to everyone who volunteered today for me, because I did not. I went to lunch because it was restaurant week in the DMV. So thank you for picking up the slack for me, because I did not carry the torch. And one finger, actually, I don't want to put it to the restaurant I went to today, because they were really nice. Mm-hmm. And I was a little bit disappointed.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, yeah. Two fingers to the people that hold it down for MLK.
Okay.
And two fingers to the people that went to go see Selma, which I have not yet.
Neither has I.
I will go see it. Oh, you know, speaking of Selma, so now I got my one finger. So one finger to the Academy for not giving Selma a director shout out.
Oh.
Bastards.
Oh, okay.
Enrique Black, two fingers, one finger.
Oh, two fingers, you know, same thing. I'm out of pocket. I need it. But you know what? I'm about to go support my local bootlegger and go ahead and cop that across the street this evening.
Yes. Keep it 1,000.
Right. What in the world?
I heart him.
Damn, hey, everybody got to eat. You know what I'm saying?
You're still supporting somehow.
Damn,
okay.
You, Mr. Great. Black.
So, what's your one finger?
Oh, my one finger is to my neighbor who forgot who I am.
You better go knock on her door and introduce yourself. Be like, I'm the black dude that lives.
Bring her a pie.
Right.
Bring her a pie. You know,
bring her
awesome.
Some pumpkin muffins.
Yes.
Or pumpkin latte.
Yes.
Good.
Make sure it's still in the muffin pan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Make
so
it look
she
like
knows,
you made
like,
it.
Really fresh.
No, this is right.
Like, straight out the oven.
Right. Don't do that.
Drew Baby.
Okay, well, my one finger earlier was, you know, to the Seahawk, fake-ass Seahawk fans that left during the game, which I thought was some bullshit. Two fingers to the most restful Sunday I had. Like, yeah, I was, yeah. Yeah, it was great. That's it. Uh-oh.
Two fingers. Two fingers.
Uh-oh.
You know what? Two fingers to the 15WA.
Yeah.
For sending in that being black. And
I'm sorry.
Oh, that good stuff.
It pops in my head. Black.
One finger.
Uh-oh. I'm waiting for it.
Bear with me, y'all.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
He's like, I need to wet my whistle before I start. Okay, do it.
One finger.
Yes.
To the young lady at the bar yesterday.
Oh.
That came to our table while we were minding our business.
Ooh.
First and foremost, picked up my hat and put it on her head. And I said, could you please put my hat down?
Uh-oh.
Then she proceeded to say, oh, it ain't a cowboy hat anyway. And I said, exactly, that's what makes it special. It was a Washington Nationals hat.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you're a Cowboy fan? She said, yes, I am. I said, oh, okay, what part of Texas are you from? See, that's that shit I hate about y'all. Why you got to be about that? I said, whoa.
Y'all.
I just asked you a question.
Damn.
If you're not from Texas, you should just say you're not from Texas. Mm-hmm. You know, you're the one going into all of this other shit,
that's
blah, blah,
your
blah,
chief
blah, blah, blah.
She going into her chief key. Ooh.
And then she then proceeded to say, I was going to buy y'all a drink.
Lies.
Right.
But you just fucked up.
Really?
To which I said, bitch, you can't afford what I'm drinking.
Oh, you did not say that.
Carry on. So then our waitress came over. I was like, who is that annoying bitch? And she was like, oh, yeah, yeah. She, you know, she comes in here, she gets twisted, and sometimes she be skipping out on her tab. Blah, blah, blah. I said, so why y'all keep letting her in here? You know, she coming over here fucking with customers and everything. So the waitress was like, you know, supposedly they say she, what would be getting her fucked up is, like, she has cancer. And, like, she can't drink and take her medication, so she won't be taking her medication.
I understand that.
She be drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I said, damn, she got cancer? I said, fuck. Send that bitch a pack of Newports for me. Tell her get the fuck out of my face.
Oh, oh my. Okay.
Well, one finger to that hole.
Oh, boy.
Let it be written and be said.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm going to tuck you in. Right. Whoa.
Hey, for real.
Shit. Zoinks.
So, yeah. No shade to people cats out there, but just don't come fuck with me, my hat, or my team. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
All right.
Hey.
Got to get out of here. Oh, we got some.
Can I get quick shout-outs?
Quick shout-outs.
Quick. So, shout-out to Alan, Alex, and Cindy Lee for listening to the show.
Cindy Lee, won't you be?
This a song for real?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know this song. But so wait, so who was the one that passed on the show to somebody, and then somebody passed it on the show to somebody else, and somebody was like, "Hey, listen."
I think Alex passed it on
to Alan and Cindy.
To Cindy Lee.
Lee. Oh.
I don't even know if Alan be listening. He be on that boat. He's a Cowboy fan too.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, hey.
He another one of them.
Sir.
Dudes.
Hey. Sir.
Nigga. Smoke a straight shooter.
Hey. Thank you for listening. Come on, man.
I love that dude.
Okay. Thank you for
That's
listening.
That's my boy. I can talk shit about him.
Okay, good. And can I also give a shout out to the people that are listening to us overseas? And it's like, can you hit us up and tell us where you are? Like, and
check in.
No,
I mean, seriously, because it's like, how do we have listeners in, like, I don't want to say random-ass countries, but random-ass countries.
Right.
Can you hit us up at indeepshow@yahoo.com and tell us, how did you find us?
Right.
Even if you got to give us a nickname.
It could be.
Or you don't have to tell
us your mission. I ain't trying to get killed.
Some of the people might be embedded.
I ain't trying to get killed.
They might be embedded.
Right. I mean, you don't have to really tell
us. You
know
what I'm saying?
But they still be able to listen, if that's the case.
They might be on the low. They might, you know, jerry-rig the field box and they crank that jump.
I don't care what you're doing.
Up.
Can you somehow tell me how you found us? Because, really, we have a lot of different listeners overseas, and I'm just so curious to how they found us.
That's awesome, though.
Oh. Nope.
You want to know what's awesome?
She folds up the paper and puts it to the side because she does not want people to come for her.
You want to know what's more awesome, though?
What is more awesome?
Young kicked off the first female artist of 2015.
Who?
Yes.
Beyond.
Yeah. It did sound like she said Yom Kippur.
Yeah,
but,
I said young. I said it sounded like you said, no, it sounded like you said the young.
I said
young.
It
sounded like you said young.
Yeah, she said Yom Kippur. Young.
Okay, I'm sorry. Beyond kicked off his first female artist.
She is beautiful.
Isn't she beautiful?
Full.
Yeah, she is awesome sauce. Like, we are, like, really in.
I'm like, I was retweeting, I was posting. Yeah. I was like, shit.
Yeah.
To me, I think the best thing about that whole interview was the fact that I've been able to go throughout the rest of this week just feeling like if I can create the back in the future DeLorean thing, like, and set it to 15 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Longer than that. That was just the married time.
I just need to get there before the I do.
Okay.
She's stupid.
All the rest of that.
She is awesome. Enrique, check her out too. Mm-hmm.
Gotta check her out.
Yeah. What's her name now?
Kenya MJ Music on Facebook, on Twitter, on IG. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Awesome lady.
Miss Kenya, she is.
The latest episode of The Un.
Volume 11.
Sounds like somebody that should be on the 5 Minutes Away podcast.
How about
Yes.
She had such a wonderful time with us, then, you know, just, you know.
Y'all, come on, y'all talk so yeah. she can go to, yeah, no, y'all yeah. talk.
We'll shoot you that info.
She's very responsive too.
No doubt.
Oh, cool.
And just don't try to rap to her because
B's in line. Already. That's what he's trying to
say. Well, see, the thing is, technically, I'm in line and I'm ahead of the line because the whole Back to the Future thing, I got that working.
Oh, right, okay, right.
Well,
right.
See, I'm going to make mine out of my iPad.
Oh, okay.
What? There's okay. a Negro Back
right,
to the Future?
Yeah, I know that's right.
Wait, what?
I'm going to hit the home button and then a big light going to shoot. Hey, look, if they did it with a damn hot tub, I can do it with my iPad.
True that.
It's just like black women always shooting down in this dream. No. On Martin Luther King Day, I had a dream that one day my iPad would take me back 15 years and make me American. Yeah, I had a dream.
I cannot.
I said good luck.
No, boo.
Now you want to say good luck because I can do speeches.
What? Wait, what?
I don't know.
It's this goddamn drink, Drew.
I know, right? I don't know why you let her make your drink. Mr. Black.
Yes.
Once again, tell these people where to get at you.
All right, y'all. Check me out on Buzzsprout. Just type in 5 Minutes Away Podcast. Also, I'm going to tell you the best way to find me. I got a pretty good Google print. So go to google.com and then type in 5 Minutes Away Podcast because what's going to happen is my website will pop up. My RSS feed will pop up. Almost every episode I ever did on Stitcher will be on Google. So go ahead and do that and check me out. You know, you never know who's going to be on there next.
There yes. you go.
Shout out to the 32 teeth salute.
Yes. Grand piano smile. That's what's up. Right. I like to see that. Yes.
Hey.
And I sent you a friend request or whatever, so accepted, okay? Thank you.
Oh, you know I got you, yeah. And see, and now I'm going to be in your message too.
Yes,
now.
Be all in my inbox.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh. Y'all need to add me to it too, okay? it'll be a threesome.
Yes.
Okay, so as always, in closing, we like to say...
He's a hater.
If God woke you up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bull slits.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, God damn it. All of you out.
Where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their...